Hello, everyone. I want to speak with you about reclaiming our shamanic worldview, our ancient worldview, and reclaiming the reality of our interconnectedness with all life. A big subject for sure, an important and essential one at this point in our history. Let's just start with the big picture. The parameters of our reality are established by what is affirmed and what is agreed upon, but also by what is left out, left unnamed, or denied. What is affirmed and agreed upon gains prominence and value. That can be in our family, that can be in our culture, that can be in society or worldwide. What is left out, left unnamed, and denied loses its place and its value. And what is lost can remain lost for a very long time. At this point in our collective evolution, we carry the wounds of what we have lost in terms of connectedness and honoring all life as one. In a shamanic worldview, all beings, including elemental ones, like stones, mountains, oceans, lakes, rivers, are held as equal. Equal with us and inspirited. We no longer have that collective orientation. As Jung expressed it, our world has become dehumanized. Man feels himself isolated in the cosmos because he is no longer involved in nature and has lost his emotional, unconscious identity with natural phenomena. This wound, this loss is tremendous, and it has powerful consequences that are affecting us all. Now, in the last MP3, I was speaking about the energy field as a connector. And I spoke about the unified field, that everything is energy and we are living in union with this ocean of energy and in union with all living beings and life forms, elemental forms. And each has its own energy field and unique consciousness and intelligence. And so there is an equality in this. Equality as opposed to hierarchy. If you recognize this and it speaks to you, then it's very important to begin the practice and life practices, be more than one, that awaken you to your interconnectedness. That awaken you to that equality. And that is at the heart of a shamanic worldview. So I want to speak with you about just simple life practices. These are accessible. There's nothing esoteric happening here. These are accessible. The first one that can be extremely awakening for you it certainly is for me, is orienting yourself to place, being aware of place, where you are on the earth, what you see every day, what living beings or entities are with you every day. And by living beings and entities, I mean beyond the people you see. What's in the natural world? What animals do you see? What trees are around you? And I don't mean you're naming the tree, oh, there's alder and maple. No, the trees that are around you, the specific trees. Notice them. Notice the smaller plants. Notice the flowers, the waterways, creeks. I live on the Sound. I see this water, rivers, lakes, runoff. Notice the water. Notice the hills and fields and mountains. Be aware of them and see them. Not see them as someone who's passing by them, but stop and see them in a way of feeling them, honoring them, recognizing them, and just begin to have that habit. It may start quietly in your backyard or at a neighborhood park, and just walk around and look and see. That is a form of recognition. You can then begin to recognize what of this place that you are in has resonance with you. You will know it because when you see that flower, that beautiful rose or lily or lilac, you actually can feel your energy field expand. It excites you. You have connection with that living being. Notice what tree resonates with you. Stand by the tree, lean into the tree, lean against the tree, touch the branches, the leaves, or the needles of the tree. Let your energy interact. That's what fields do, is they interact. There is an energy flow that's happening. And the feeling of resonance or excitement or recognition that is awakened in your body is a sign that there is an energy flow. It's not just you. It's you and that tree, you and that plant or flower, you and that creek, whatever it is. And it's very important that we wake up to that. So give it time, allow yourself to look and feel and see, and then respond to where you feel the strong resonance. And that helps you to then feel the exchange that's there. All life forms relate to each other. And as you are seeing and looking and recognizing, so are they. You may want to put fancier language on it. You certainly can. But it's what's happening. You're being seen. You're being touched. You're being recognized. And if you practice this over a period of months, you will see, in fact, that there are certain relationships that begin to form. And other ones don't form for whatever reason. There's not a resonance. So you begin to come in relationship with place and allow the union that's there to happen. And let the exchange that's there to happen, happen. Integral to this is the honoring and cherishing of beauty. When you really come into a relationship with life and living beings and living forms, what begins to happen is that you begin to see the beauty of what is there with you, who is there with you. You see more fully and experience more fully the beauty of the flower, the mountain range, the river, the park, the specific tree. And in recognizing that and honoring that beauty, something begins to happen within you. And that can be a lightening of your energy. Beauty has a very high frequency. There's a lot going on when we recognize beauty. That's about the heart chakra. That's about relationship. That's about pleasure. It is awakening. And that brings its own kind of vitality, its own kind of sweetness. So linger in beauty. It's really the feminine way. Honor that. Bring forth that particular value of the sacred feminine and keep it with you. Another piece of this being and practicing interconnectedness with place is that you can begin to bring to that tree or that flower or that creek or river a quietness, an internal quietness. And part of that comes through receptivity that begins to be very natural. And as you are in that state of quietness and receptivity, you can actually begin to hear the subtle levels of communication. This can also happen, by the way, with animals. I don't want to leave them out. It can happen, of course, you probably know it with your animals who live with you, but also with animals that are in your environment. If you live in an area with coyotes or with foxes or with bear or with deer or with raccoons, they can begin to speak with you. Trees can convey messages to you. They may first be felt through your energy field, but they can communicate more directly. You can feel them in your chakras. You can have animals speak to you, send you messages in dreams. The specific animal, the fox that's with you on your land, the crow that lives in the tree above your house. They can begin to speak with you. And that's a very dynamic and powerful relationship that begins to form with the tree, with the animal, with a particular flower or grove, that there's a meaningful exchange there. You are being changed by that relationship. You are being informed of something through that relationship. It doesn't have to come in words, although it can. I've had that happen where Fox I lived with had very vivid messages to me in dreams that played out very clearly. And they were in words, those messages. But there's other kinds of messages that are transmitted and that you feel emotionally, that you feel in your heart, that can really register a deep level of emotion and feeling and release, or emotion and feeling and opening. Bring an incredible sense of belonging and peace. All of this is possible. It takes that quieting down. It takes that recognition and allowing the relationship to develop. To learn to rely on that tree, that when you lean against it, you feel relaxed and at peace. It's not just that any tree can do that, it's that tree. There's a boulder on our beach down here that is very big. And there it sits on the beach. And I've leaned against it so many times. It is so supportive. I've had great emotional releases. I've left gifts for it. But here's the amazing thing, is that I've come down there and seen other gifts left by other people. I've met friends who, when I tell them where I live, they say, oh, that's where the boulder is. It gives me goosebumps. People know this boulder. It has communicated with them. It has provided them with a safe space. It has provided them with grounding and support. And they honor this boulder. And it is on a private beach. It's off the beaten path. And people know it. And so there is this ritual of being with this being, this boulder, and honoring and receiving and exchanging with this beautiful being. And that's within our capacity. That's within the joy of our living. That's what we need to remember and reclaim. So there's this subtle communication that can also bring healing. That can be spontaneous or that can be chosen. People obviously remember to go to that boulder. That boulder is there and it doesn't change. It provides that constancy. And in doing that, something very profound begins to happen in our psyches, in our awareness. We begin to include, right? We come back to that inclusion, the union, the interconnectedness, the equality. We begin to feel it. We affirm it. We need to have this very powerful spiritual revolution. The earth will benefit. We see the consequences of being isolated from the earth. Nobody feels the damage they do. Doesn't register. Except a rare few. So we want to bring this value system back awake, and we can do that through personal practice. We begin to act differently, speak differently, respond differently. Give thanks differently. It awakens something very deep and very profound within us. We are part of this. We are whole with this. And that's the truth we need to reclaim and know. So I will leave you with that. I hope this speaks to you, and I hope it works well with the understanding of the energy field. And I send you blessings, and I will speak with you again. Bye.